Blog Talk Radio.
To the show and welcome. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks guys for tuning in to the show. Those who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show, and those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in to the show as well. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. And you guys can call in and comment on today's topic. Now, it's right now it's 73 beautiful degrees in the ATL. And we had a high today of 82. I mean, it's like summertime, right? It's like a night. It was like a nice summer day today. And it's only going to go down to 57 tonight, 57 tomorrow night, but it's going to be 83 degrees tomorrow, 81 on Saturday, and Saturday it's going to be 60 degrees at night. So we have some great weather right now in Georgia, okay, in Georgia. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA On Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA On Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, And even if you have IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. All right. Again, thanks, guys, for tuning in. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. And please, I do welcome you to call into the show and talk. That's what this show is all about. Today's word of the day is replete. Replete, not repeat, but replete. R-E-P-L-E-T-E. Replete. Replete is an adjective, and it means fully or authentically provided or filed. Okay. Let me put my specs on here. Okay. Okay. Let's do it again. Replete. Replete. P-L-E-T-E. Replete means fully or abundantly provided or filled. Okay. Abundantly fed, or you are fat or stout, or even complete. So if you see a person that you think is stout, or, you know, I call them, you know, filled, their body is all the way filled out, they're the same as replete. Okay. And that's our word of the day. Now, before we get into today's show, I wanted to say congratulations to the New York Mets. I haven't been watching baseball like I usually do at this time of year, because this is the exciting time for baseball. I mean, this is really exciting right here, the playoffs. And I mean, they play so, so hard to get to where they are. And this time of year, the playoffs, and now, you know, they're getting ready to start the World Series, that, you know, these games are really, really played competitively. And last night, the New York Mets closed out the Cubs with a 4-game sweep. So they're going to the World Series, and they're waiting for, I think, the Blue Jays, and I'm not sure who the Blue Jays are playing. I think maybe the Royals or something. I'm not sure who's playing in the American League, but I know the National League, the Mets are waiting to get started there. And I think they're going to get started next week. So look out for that, guys, if you like baseball. All right? So without further ado, today's episode is entitled, Why Do Women Get Pregnant and Have Babies by Married Men? And so I want to discuss some of the reasons why women get pregnant by married men. Okay. And the first thing that comes to my mind about that is that sometimes these women don't know that these men are married. Okay. They don't know they're married. I mean, you know, being a married man myself, thinking about this situation, I wouldn't want to deceive a person like that. I wouldn't want to tell a woman that or have her think that I'm not married. I wouldn't want to try to hide that. You know, that wouldn't be cool. I mean, that's why people get hurt in these situations. And I mean hurt, I mean physically. You know, people get shot and killed and stuff like that over these type situations. Because, you know, the first thing, or when the wife finds out, or when the husband finds out, then the first thing that's said by the other person is that I didn't know she was married. I didn't know he was married. And so, you know, I don't think that's fair. Okay. As that situation is, if she didn't know that the guy was married, he's doing everything in his power to deceive her and make her think that he's a single man. Okay. But on the other hand, you know, you ladies out there who are listening to the show, you have to vet these guys. You have to ask questions. You have to pry into their lives and see what's going on, or try to find out what's going on. And you aren't stupid. You can find out what's going on. You can find out why he always wanted to come to your house. You can find out why he's always wanting to go to a hotel or something. You can find out why he doesn't want to go have dinner with you, or go out to a movie with you, or whatever. You know, it's reasons behind that, right? So do your work. Do your work. Have some standards about yourself before you start to, you know, even sleeping around with a guy. Okay? And I say this all the time. If you don't have any standards about yourself, they aren't going to have any standards for you. Okay? So, and I talked a little bit about this today, is that men don't want a woman. A man doesn't want a woman whom he can lay down with the first night, second night, you know, a week after he meets her. Men don't want that. Men want someone they have to chase. They, you know, they have to put some work into her. And because she would be someone who would, you know, easily jump in bed with him, then he thinks that she does this all the time. She does this with all the guys she meets. And that's not someone that he wants to have a long-lasting relationship with, or maybe even a lifelong relationship with, is a woman like that. So have some standards about yourself. You know, in the book that Steve Harvey wrote, he said he has a 90-day rule for women. Women need to wait 90 days and learn about this guy and who you're with before you start to, you know, get involved with him intimately. So do that. You know, have some standards about yourself. You know, make them give these guys something to run for, something that's, you know, a tangible relationship. And don't just be the easy girl. And because easy girls aren't the ones that guys want to have a long-lasting relationship with, okay? I mean, you know, if a young lady is easy, and what happens is the guy will be with her, okay? But he'll go back and he'll talk about her like I don't know what. And he'll tell his friends about her, and now his friends, you know, next thing you know, they're knocking on her door. You know, it's that's just how it is, okay? That's why they call men dogs, okay? So 818-301-5834, what we're talking about is, because I see a few more people are joining the show, why do women get pregnant and have babies by married men? And the first thing we said was that they don't know that he's married, okay? And I believe that another reason is that they're trying to trap him into a relationship by getting pregnant, okay? A a female knows good and well what she's doing. And she does it to some of them do it to trap a man. You know, they may know that he's married and they're doing it to trap him. They think that if this happens, if she gets pregnant, then he's gonna drop his family and come to her. Okay? Or she, you know, some women use it as a means of blackmail. You know, say, you know, I'm pregnant, okay? If you don't do this or you don't do that, I'm gonna go to your wife about it. Or you know, what have you. And then, you know, like I said, you know, you guys get into a situation where you can't, you know, you're stuck between a rock and a hard place. How are you going to explain that? Excuse me. How are you going to explain that to your spouse? And so that's not something to involve with. Okay. That's not something to get involved with. I know there are guys out there that do that. There are women out there that do that, you know, mess around outside of their marriage. There are people that do that. But at the same time, you know, that's some dynamite. Okay. You're playing with dynamite. And you know, and it's not just idle dynamite. It's dynamite that's got the stem burning already. You know, it may be a long stem or it may be a short stem, but it's a burning stem. And you got the dynamite, you're holding it in your hand. So when that stem get low, you know what's gonna happen next. You're gonna blow apart. And that's what happens. That's what happens. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, some women get pregnant by married men because they're seriously in love with that man. And these situations are horrible for the young lady. It's horrible for her because she's in love with him. Now she's pregnant by him. She may not have been trying to get pregnant. She may be, you know, you have some women that aren't trying to get pregnant, but they're in love with this guy. Okay. And then they turn up pregnant. And then they're in a situation where they really don't know what to do because they didn't want to get pregnant. Okay, but they got pregnant anyway. Okay, and they're really in love with the guy and don't know how to tell him that they're pregnant and don't know where things are going to go if they do. You know, if I tell him I'm pregnant, then is he going to leave me or is he going to walk away? Is he going to hide from me? I never see him again or we never have a relationship. That's tough on a woman or a young lady. And so I say again, ladies out there, try to do things right. Okay? Again, vet that guy you're seeing, vet him. And what I mean by vet him is you pry into his life. Try to find out, you know, is this guy really single? You know, yeah, he said, I got an apartment here on the west side. Well, I want to come to your place. You know, I want to come to your place and cook you dinner. I want to come to your place. You cook me dinner or what have you, you know, get into him, find out what's going on. If he's got an apartment on the west side, if he's legit, then you'll find out. Okay? You'll find out. And again, by not being with that guy, by not sleeping with him, in the early stages of your relationship, you guys just dating, by not sleeping with him in the early stages, and he really likes you and you really like him, that gives him a stable relationship to grab a hold of. Now, I'm being honest here because I do my show 100%. I'm being honest, is that he's probably, if he's single, he's probably got two or three other girls besides you. That's serious. I'm telling you, he's probably got two or three other girls besides you. You're not the only one, especially if you guys just met 2 weeks ago. You're not the only one. He's got other girls besides you. And that's why I say you have to get into this guy and talk to him, ask questions, go see him, make sure, see where he lives and this type of stuff. Go to his apartment, stay for a couple hours, you know, do that stuff to find out. And if he's legit and you're not the one that'll sleep with him right off the bat, and you continue to do the right thing, he'll gradually start to gravitate away from these other girls that he's been with and come strictly for you. All right? 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. Now, again, I don't know another reason why, you know, women would get pregnant by a married man. But I think I kind of covered the basis of what's going on. And, you know, I just got a message from someone saying that they just want a baby. And I mean, that's true. That's another reason. They just want a baby. But if they just want a baby, they can have a baby by anyone. Okay? Why does he have to be a married man? Okay? And you know, people don't care. Women don't care. But my thing is, if you just want a baby, hey, if you just want to have a baby, or if you want to have the experience of having a baby, at some point, and I may be wrong, I can't think like women or for women or whatever. I may be wrong, but at some point, you're gonna that kid is gonna want to know who his or her father is. Who's my daddy? Where's my daddy? Okay? And you're going to have people to ask you, where's his daddy? Where's her daddy? Who is her daddy? And you know, that's the kind of stuff that you're going to have to face if you just want to have a baby. He's not in my life. He was just a sperm donor. Come on, man. And then this guy, maybe he knows that he made her pregnant, and now he wants to see his son. He wants to see his daughter. Now what? 8 years old. Excuse me. I'm gonna tell you something, son. I'm gonna tell you something, daughter. Is that your daddy, your real daddy, is gonna come by today to see you. See, that's, you know, I never been in that situation, so I don't know how that would be or would feel. But I have to think that that kid is going to feel some type of way. Even she's going to feel some type of way. Okay. So my thing is to say to the ladies that's listening to the show, is do your best. And that's all we can ask, is to do your best trying to do things the right way. Okay? Trying to do things the right way. You know, in America, America is set up to where, you know, people, you grow up, you go to college, you know, some people go to college or whatever. You go to college, you graduate from college, you get you a decent job. Excuse me. You start to, you meet someone, you start dating, and, you know, he may not be the one, but I'm just hypothetically saying that he is the one. You start dating, y'all get engaged, and you get married, and then you have a kid or two. That's like the storybook, the American dream of the way things should be, okay? Without all the drama of being a single parent, or, you know, of having a baby by a guy who's already got a family and a home and everything already going over here. And now he's come to you, and now you got a baby by him. But he's not going to drop his family and come running to you. 8 times out of 10, that's not going to happen. Of course, it happens, but 8 times out of 10, that's not going to happen. Okay? You know, again, I did a show one time about being a side chick. This young lady told me she's not a side chick. Although she was dating a married man, she said she wasn't a side chick. Well, what are you? You, that's exactly what you are. You're a side chick. I'm not a side chick. He's spending the night with me and this and that. So, you're still a side chick. Okay? And so, you know, you're just a side chick that he spends the night with every once in a while. That's all that is. But she couldn't understand that. But he didn't leave his family to come to you. He didn't leave his family. He's still running home to her every night. And so you're a side chick. All right. 818-301-5834. We got about a minute left in the show. And again, guys, remember, show starts at 6. Every day for the next few weeks. And please, if you are a regular listener of the show and you know me personally, send me some ideas about something that you may want to hear on the show. I want to cater to you guys. So feed me some ideas or something about what you'd like to hear on the show. All right? That's where I get my topics from, or my listeners. Okay. Frank, why don't you talk about this? Why don't you talk about that? And that's what I do. All right. So again, guys, take care of yourselves and be good. Have a great day tomorrow. The weather is going to be perfect tomorrow and Saturday. I don't know about Sunday yet. I'll probably know tomorrow. Take care, this is Frank. I'm over.
Now won't you tell me what's wrong with love? And maybe we can fix it. Now won't you tell me what's wrong matter